listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
About anything and everything to raise your vibration. What is going on? Wow, we are on latalkradio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Listen, if you guys are just tuning in with us, as you know, I'm your host, Davey Crockett. What's up, people? We love you. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, Josh, what do we mean by raise your vibration? Well, exactly. Remy!
What's going on, party
Such
people?
A pleasure, such a blessing to have the two of you in here.
Thank you so much, David.
As you guys know, we are constantly raising your vibration. Now, Josh knows exactly what we're talking about.
I do?
I'm just messing with you, buddy old boy. Well, folks, we got a great show coming up for you guys today. What we mean by raise your vibration, guys, is that every single thought that we think is a thing. Meaning that thoughts are things, our thoughts are energy, we put them into something and it creates something else out of it. But we don't know what that is. Well, we do know what that is. We eventually find out. But our thoughts, the idea is that our thoughts are dependent upon the world that we live. It is perception. Nothing is set in stone. That whole idea. You guys get it. Now, today's show is very exciting, very informative. But you definitely don't want to listen. So what you're going to want to do is turn the dial off. No, I'm just messing with you guys.
You can't turn the dial off. You can turn it down, David.
Right. There you go. Turn it down.
If you turn it down enough, it turns off.
There. Well, Remy has a point.
Well, depending on models.
Well, Josh has a point. As you guys know, this is the show where we don't give a fuck. I'm kidding. I'm totally messing with you guys.
This is a family show, David.
This is
I will not stand these cuss words on the show.
Well, it is what you make it, Josh. And that's why we're here in the studio.
That was my bad. I'm sorry. I'm gonna let you go.
Good man. Good man. Wow. So, guys, today's show is, it's great. It's very informative. What we're going to be talking about is, drumroll, in my head there's a drumroll. How wacko David is when he's off his medication. I'm just kidding. I don't take meds. Do you see, guys? This is why we just mess around. It's just about having a good time. Yes. They're like, what the fuck is the topic? Excuse my French. Comment allez-vous? So what the show is going to be on today, we are going to be talking about who you choose to surround yourself with, the people that you choose to surround yourself with, and how they affect you, what they might influence you to do in a positive and or in a negative way, and different types of relationships with these people that you share. Now, there's an array of aspects when it comes to, you know, who you choose to surround yourself with. For example, I know that on Sundays, I get to surround myself with two of the coolest cats on the planet. Who are these two cool cats? Well, we got J Money Pyro, J Big Dog Dog, Hello. Doggy Dog Josh. Yeah. And then we got Rem Dog OG right over here. You can't even go wrong.
You can never go wrong.
No! Never go wrong, Rem Dog OG. So, but let me explain. The idea is that these are really awesome people, right? And I know that because I choose to surround myself with these cats, that I'm doing myself a favor. One, because I enjoy hanging out with them and it's fun. Number two, I'm doing myself a favor because I know that they can influence me in a positive way. Remy's like, okay. He's like, yeah, that's why I was taking your money at 6 years old for fucking Pokemon cards, hustling your ass. It's like, dude.
Hey, boy's gotta get his candy, man.
I'm just messing. Boy's gotta get his candy. I'm just messing.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Hey, this is what's happened, man.
Josh, I thought Josh was just talking about how this is a family show.
Okay, listen.
I know that we're not regulated by the FCC, but
we're
please,
not regulated
man.
By the FCC. Thank Christ for
the
that.
FCC
and this
won't
is a Jew saying that, huh?
The FCC
won't let me be.
He gets it. David gets it.
The Eminem, like that's what it. Na 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 na. You guys are like, what are you talking about? Hey, if you guys like the show, you want to tune in, tell us how much it sucks. Do so. 323-203-0815. You know what? It's reverse psychology, and we love playing with your heads.
That's
what the show's about. It's Dave's Mess With Your Vibration Station. I'm just kidding. Really, guys, we love you unconditionally. Always generating a positive vibration, positive energy in the studio. What we do want to talk about today, though, is why you are surrounding yourselves, right? Number one, who you choose to surround yourselves with. And number two, why you're surrounding yourselves with these people. I think we think that it is really important that you look at your friends. You look at the people who you hang out with. Because, we've said this before, they are a reflection of you.
Check it out. I was listening to a speech by Will Smith.
I think
it was at the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. All right?
Oh, okay.
He said this. Will Smith. I'm quoting Will Smith word by word. You are who you hang out with.
Right.
That's what he said.
That's true.
That's Will Smith right there.
I saw Will Smith literally 2 days ago at the Calabasas CVS.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
It was crazy.
Yeah, he comes over every now and then. Drops off Jaden to hang out. I'm just like, yeah, I totally hang out.
No, Will Smith is, all jokes aside, Will Smith's a smart dude.
He is.
Honestly.
He absolutely is. Yeah, I'm sure that...
Unfortunately, I thought he was a pretty good rapper, but unfortunately, he gave up that part of his life.
You really thought
did he?
I didn't think he was a good
rapper. I thought he was good, dude. When he was doing stuff with Jazzy Jeff, he was really good.
Word, feel you. Dude, so I think one of the most important things about who you surround yourself with, right, is why I choose to surround myself with that person. Do you know what I'm saying? In my short 20 years of life, I can tell you that I've definitely had experiences and met people where I have chosen to surround myself with these people, but it has ended me up in a much lower place than if I wouldn't have hung out with these people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because of what these people were doing, and it's my choice to hang out with them, therefore, through, like, just cause and action, and you know what I mean? Like, cause and effect. Like, I started getting myself into things that I know were bad for me.
Well, David, let me ask you a question really quick.
Yeah.
Let's say you've just met a person.
Okay.
You think they're going to be your really good friend.
Okay.
Now, the problem that people are having is they cannot tell manipulators from nice people.
Right. Absolutely.
It's really difficult. Now, how can you tell a manipulator from a genuinely nice person? What's a good thing to do?
Genuinely nice people, I think you can definitely never tell from the beginning if they're genuine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
First glances, like maybe there's those few, of course there's those few that are just like, oh, right away, like boom, click. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you know, to truly find like a genuine person, you have to hang out with them at least more than once.
I totally agree.
And going back to David's point,
yeah.
It's guilty through association, you know what I mean? And so depending on whoever you associate yourself with,
right,
that's automatically whatever that group has tied to it, you're gonna have tied to you.
Totally, man. I completely agree. And it's absolutely true. It's also, you know what, Remy, that brings up a really good point of something that I didn't even think about. It's like, not only is, you know, who you surround yourself with, like, depicting of who you are, but it puts, be prepared, right? It's the big L word. It puts a label, right? Everybody hates the L word, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, label, dude. No, I don't have a label. I'm really independent. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has their own little, you know, like, for example, the indie kids, you know? Yeah, like the bros, you know what I mean? The stoners, you know? Like, everybody has their group, you know what I'm saying? And in that group are, you know, like, choices. Each and every single individual is making a choice to partake in that, to vibrate to that frequency, right?
And it's almost like once you get labeled that, those choices are kind of already pre-made for you.
Wow.
Like, once that label is put on you, dude, it's like, that's it, like, the choices that you're going to make are kind of already made.
Right.
In a way. Like, not all of them, but, you know.
No, I get that.
Majority of them.
I get that.
It was really interesting because I was watching a documentary on Tupac last night. And in a lot of his songs, he mentions bitches and hoes.
Right.
And he was explaining to people. People were worried. The public was worried about how he was calling women bitches and hoes. But he said in the interview, in the biography, that he was labeling specific people, not all women, as bitches and hoes.
Right.
He was labeling women who only sleep with men for their money as bitches and hoes.
Right.
That's setting a specific label. You're not just calling every single woman a bitch out there.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Totally.
Yeah.
No, I feel you. And it's totally exactly the same thing. That's a really interesting aspect. Remy, what you said about how once that label is put on you, it's almost like because you know the label, and now that you're familiar with people see you as that, that label almost sets, like you were saying, a preconceived notion of how you're going to act, so you can still fit under that label because it gives you some sort of ego comfort.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? For example, I remember in high school, right, when like kids, and I was totally guilty of it as well, you know, like if you're part of some group, you know what I mean, or like you're part of your little section or your little niche, whatever you mean, like you definitely act in the guidelines of like how everybody else around you acts. You know what I'm saying? Like
definitely. You
definitely act like around the same way. You guys share the same interests, you know, like you do the same things, like, you know, but then if you were to take a person from that group, and this is high school, you know, like I would say a lot of things change after high school and you start.
And I'm sorry.
Not at all.
High school is one of those times where labels are put on the most.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Kids, man, kids are mean, bro.
Yeah, dude, kids are the worst.
And especially when high school starts happening, all the hormones start going and man, kids are just crazy, man.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
It's insane.
No, they totally are. And another thing is, in high school, kids are really trying to develop themselves, right?
So find you.
Totally, right? So anything that sounds like comfortable to them, you know what I mean? Anything that sounds like that, where they're accepted, and then because of that acceptance, they've become a part of this group. And then this group gives them some self, you know, some sense of self.
Some sense of belonging.
Totally, dude. Yeah. Because it's something that you know, every kid hasn't experienced before that. Yeah, you have your friends in middle school, and you could be cool in middle school, and yeah, oh, I'm so, you know what I mean? But high school is a different story. You know, it's like, it's more mature, and I mean, it's not, I'm not saying it's a mature setting. It's definitely not. It's not, no. It's different from middle school, though. It's you're kind of in the next phase.
It's
you know?
A new maturity level.
Totally.
It's not mature, but exactly. It's a maturity level.
Exactly. And check this out. So let's take high school, right? Now, I do have to remember that I'm only 20 years old. You know what I mean? So there's still like this whole other section that like we haven't experienced of like, okay, well, high school, we know about the little groups and the niches and the blah. But then there's also, dude, totally like in businesses and in companies and stuff, you know, there's little groups of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There totally is. And like, what is that I'm thinking? Is that Office Space? You know the movie Office Space?
Yeah.
Right? Where you know, they're like three best friends, and then there's like Milton, who's yeah. like, you know,
I want my stapler. Yeah. I want my stapler. Give me back my stapler.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. No, but, and then take that, and then go to like, okay, Remy, you go to clubs often. You're a big clubber. Right?
Yeah.
Like that's not really my scene, so I wouldn't know what that's like. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I've been to parties and stuff, but I'm sure it's completely different from like being to a club, you know? Like when you go to a club like in Hollywood or something and there's, you know, like bouncers and music and everybody's there and stuff, like I would say that there's definitely like it's even in a setting like that, like there's its own form of like segregation.
Oh, definitely. I mean, anyway, it's kind of funny that you bring that point up.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Anyway, you look at, you know, society and the way that we make groups.
Right.
Every time you're going to see like an ant hive structure.
Okay.
Every time, you know, you're going to see,
this.
You're going to see, okay, look, you can look, and this is true. You can observe an ant hive.
Okay.
And you'll see, you know, everything is going and everything is moving. But then you'll see that there's almost like groups of these ants
really?
That are each doing a specific thing. And right. it's the same thing as what you're saying. You know what I mean? We do the same thing. There might be a whole crazy club going on.
Right.
But within that club, like, there's little cliques.
Totally.
And they're all spread out through the whole thing.
Totally, bro. Totally.
And it's
dude.
Like that with anything.
I didn't know that, man.
Yeah,
that's gnarly.
Crazy. It's crazy. And it's like that with everything. It's like that with anything where you have people, you know.
Right.
Whether it's school, whether it's a job, whether it's a club, whatever.
That's super gnarly, man, about the ants. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because like that's crazy to me because there's like it's like we wouldn't There's in human society, right? We all do our own things. Josh is like, you're such a loser, David. in human society, like we totally like that's the same thing. Is the ants is what I'm saying. The ants and the humans, we're the ant people. No, <I'm kidding.
laughs> We're all animals, you know.
We are.
That's what it is. That's
we
all
totally
it is.
Are.
It
man.
All goes back to nature.
We totally are, bro. We totally are all animals. Absolutely. So I guess that like that all ties back. That can come all the way back to the base of like, you know, show topic. Who do you choose to surround yourself with? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, do you choose to be a part of like what like part of the ant hive? Is it an ant hive?
Yeah, dude.
Do you like hive, do you choose to be a part of? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's metaphorical, guys.
And it's almost like you know, ever since high school you kind of just kind of you're kind of thrown into one, you know?
You are.
It's not like you wake up one day and you're like, "Oh, you know what? I'm going to be a jock."
Right.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be a nerd. Whatever.
Right.
Whatever you associate yourself with.
Totally.
It just kind of like happens, you know?
Totally. And I the interesting thing, I'm going to speak from personal experience. Like,
when I was in high school, like, I never really, like, had a group. Like, I had my group of friends, yeah, you know what I mean? But, like, I feel like I was never, like, part of, you know, like...
Dude, I was actually just going to bring... I was
right?
exactly
and
the same
I,
way.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly the same
totally.
Way.
Totally.
I had, like, I mean... You know, I was one of those kids that loved video games.
Right.
But at the same time, so I guess I was kind of nerdy.
Dude, I love video games too, bro.
At the same time, I was cool with some of the you know, what you might classify as a jock, you know?
Right, totally,
the people
right?
who were on sports teams. I was cool with them.
Right. And that's like, that's cool. That's awesome that there is that ability to kind of all get along and like all communicate. Because I'll tell you that, you know, and... I guess a lot of it is also where you go. You know what I mean?
Definitely,
like,
yeah.
our high school was definitely, it's upper class, like Calabasas High, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you that, you know, I know people and I have friends and stuff that have gone to, you know, like Birmingham High School. And, you know, and there's just other high schools. And we're not saying that, like, one's, like, they're all high school. It's good. You know what I mean? It's school. It's all good. But it's...
Is different.
Definitely different. Like, yeah. If you go to Palisades and then you go to, like, South Central, you're going to see a difference. You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely going to be – in with all the kids, they're going to act differently with each other. They're going to have different
– Even like, Palisades, you know, and let's not make such a drastic jump as South Central because that's a big change, you know?
Right, right.
Even the Palisades compared to, like, Calabasas High School.
Totally, dude.
That's a big jump.
Yeah, and for people that are around the world that are just like, well, Calabasas and Palisades, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, well, Calabasas is like very upscale, like place. A lot of celebrities live there. Their children go to the schools around there. And Palisades is it's about 20 minutes, maybe no, half an hour away from Calabasas.
Yeah.
And it's right down from the beach, where it's also pretty upscale, but still really different. Like a different type of upscale. Like.
No, it is different, like, because you know it's and speaking of by the way, random point.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
He was at my graduation from Calabasas High School.
Hell yeah,
my mom,
that's cool,
in
man.
In the middle of graduating, it's just kind of a side story.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And my mom texts me the picture of the back of a black dude's head. And I'm like, she's like, look who I'm sitting behind. And I said, who is this? And she says, it's Will Smith. And I'm like, why?
What?
How am I supposed to tell that from the back of his head?
Because he's black, yeah. Remy, and all black people look alike.
Oh,
get
God,
your shit
Josh.
Straight.
Yeah, you're... Josh is totally
crazy.
Not being serious right now. Seriously,
he's really serious.
Offensive, bro. I can't.
Who says I'm joking, David?
All right. There's the door, yeah, man. Kidding. Josh better be joking.
I love the black people.
Dude, we don't segregate, bro. We're all one.
Segregation is stupid.
Dude, all is one, bro. We are all one.
Except
we are
for those
all
Asians,
brothers and
man.
Sisters under the... Josh!
Oh, dude, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
We are all brothers and sisters under the same stars. That is what I... have to say, and that's it. You guys are inappropriate, and I don't like you.
I make one remark about black people, and the whole show tumbles. I just don't.
I can't, guys. We gotta. This is really inappropriate. Dave's Good Vibration Station is completely 100%.
It's supportive. Not called Racist Vibrations, okay?
Yeah.
Josh.
Come on, we can't
dude.
Be that way, man.
All right, so we were talking about.
I'm messing with you, dude.
Yeah, sorry, my side story completely.
No, that's cool, dude. Will Smith was at your graduation.
Yeah,
that's
just, we just brought him up earlier.
Badass, brother.
I guess like his niece or something. Like,
yeah,
my school.
Dude. He actually, okay, real quick, we'll get back. Will Smith was totally at a choir concert that I performed at one time because I was in choir with his like niece or something.
Yeah.
Word. Well, that's cool.
We're pretty awesome.
Well, that's just bringing up. That's just showing the upscale. Like you were talking about upscale of Calabasas.
Right. How Calabasas is totally like yeah. So, but even right, even the difference right as you were saying between Palisades and Calabasas.
Yeah.
Is
phenomenal, you know? So this brings us back to, right, the individual. So we have, you know, you can surround yourself with anybody you want type thing, right? But then I'm coming back to why is the person surrounding themselves with these people? Why?
Because it makes them feel good.
Of course, right.
That one person that wants to surround themselves by those specific group of people because what they're doing, they can actually relate to.
Right.
So, for example, we have the gamer geek over here, Remy over here. He's going to probably want to hang out with
really mean, Josh.
Honestly, when we're not on the radio, all we do is make fun of each other.
We don't stop.
We don't stop till we get enough.
Well, I think that's what guys everywhere just do.
Yeah. I hope, because life is not about being serious. Yeah, life is about joking and having a good time, bro.
If you can't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at anything, really.
Yeah, right, you got to laugh at yourself sometimes, bro.
Dude.
I mean, I got geeky-ass ears, day, bro. And I'm fucking ha-ha funny, you know? Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Dude.
And people who take things so literally, they can't enjoy some of these laughable moments in life. And that's what hurts me the most.
Totally.
Because people get upset too easily, and you're not supposed to get upset because you're inviting the bad energy, the bad vibration. You don't want the bad vibration. You want positive vibration,
the
man.
Good vibration.
Positive vibration. Skaya would have agreed.
Totally.
Skaya, if he was right here, the man with the fucking master plan, bro.
There you go.
The man with the master plan. He would have been like, he would have had his crystals all laid up on the table over here. He'd be
absolutely,
like,
bro.
Yeah, positive vibration, homie. Positive vibration.
Definitely.
He'd know what's up, man. He'd know what's up.
Yeah,
along with a lot of people, man. A lot of people, we all know what's up, bro. We're all trying to move in this awesome, this galactic wave, guys. We're all together as one, dude.
Dude, 2013. Let me tell you something. 2010. Okay. 2011,
okay.
2012,
okay.
Worst freaking years of my life.
Really?
Really bad things happened.
Is that,
you know,
because you surrounded yourself with certain people that you shouldn't?
Let me tell you something. 2010, it was that year where
me too.
It was like, you know, kind of a downward spiral. But 2013
was interesting.
2013, there were so many interesting coincidences.
Right.
And I just feel like 2013 is the new era, the new year of which we need to start thinking about how we can spread positive energy throughout the world.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more.
2013, I'm just saying, has started out great for me.
Amazing.
And I've never had a year that started out this great, this quick. And
absolutely.
Man, it's like towards the end of 2012. And towards the beginning of 2013 that we are right now,
yeah,
everything's been going kind of smooth sailing.
Yeah, it has, dude. It's amazing. And that's, you know, kind of what we're talking about is there's this shift going on where things are becoming, like, hypersensitive. Like, we kind of don't really fully understand, like, our realities. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, yes, like, I am a human being and I am walking and I am doing my thing and I am thinking and stuff, you know what I mean? I'm going on with my day, okay, but, like, this is a computer, here's a chair, here's a microphone, like, here's a studio, but, like, is there something beyond it type thing? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, here we go, like, what is our reality? You know what I'm saying? So, where I'm getting, you're like, okay, getting at the deep end. Well, what I'm getting to is that, like, everything is accelerating. Like, what we don't see in our realities and, like, what we don't, like, what doesn't really meet the eye is, like, this whole other world that's, like, right in front of us, but just, like, we don't really perceive it because we're humans and we're in a third dimensional reality right now. And, like,
it's almost like I feel like we're not even ready to perceive beyond a third dimension, to be honest with you.
Word.
We, and I mean, maybe there's a specific few.
Chill.
You know, because everybody's different. But, like, we as a species, man.
Yeah, work.
Humans are not ready for anything beyond the reality that we know.
Totally, dude. I totally understand. And I totally agree. I think that there's a lot the collective, dude, would not know kind of how to deal with like a fourth or a fifth dimensional reality. Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Absolutely. I think that there's alterations, certain economical, sociological, and you know, just religious changes that has to be made on a collective level for
definitely
people to understand and accept a new reality, a new way of like life. And I think that within these next 2 years, I think by the year 2015, there will absolutely be certain economical and sociological alterations which will aid and assist us in creating a better world, right? And what I mean by creating a better world is just there's no more room for like density. There's no more room for like, okay, people, it's a choice to act out of fear, right? It's a choice to act out of like negativity and like start a war. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is people are going to like understand there's going to be these changes. This is just a prediction and this is just what I think. And it's what I hope, right? This is what would work for me, you know? And certain things that if you notice in our government that are falling and other things that are kind of like rising, like if you like are kind of
America's
looking,
changing. America's changing,
bro.
The world is changing, not just America.
Changing,
you know
bro.
I mean? It's crazy.
Mad changing.
It's
dude.
Crazy.
I listened to this man speak, and this dude is like just really like informed and like just like a super like enlightened individual, right? And I'm not basing like all of my life beliefs on, you know, what this guy says. I'm definitely keep my my options open. You know what I'm saying? Like I definitely don't just close the door. This guy's right, blah blah blah. But a lot of the stuff that he says makes phenomenal sense, and that's what I listen to, and that's what I like to hear. Something that he says, he talks about, you know, in the next years coming, what's going to happen after 2012, and then into 2013, and then between 2013 to 2015, and then by the year 2036, this is going to happen, and like, he goes on with all these, like, predictions and stuff, and what he says is eventually, like, by the year, like, 2036 or like 2030 something. He goes, we are going to have what's called a North American Union.
Could you tell us what that is, David?
The North American Union. What's going to happen is there's going to be like a merging of, this is what he says. There's going to be a merging of like countries. Like, some sociological, like economical, like things gonna change. And he goes, people are going to. You ready for this? Check this out. You guys ready for this one?
I want to hear it, man. I want to hear it.
He goes, people are going to discover an unlimited source of energy. He goes, your human society will finally discover for the first time a limitless source of energy. To where he goes, this is not something you pay for. He goes, this is not something that you can make with in a science lab. He's like, this is something that you guys are coming upon, that you guys are going to realize and recognize. He goes, all of a sudden, this is what he says. Now, think about this. Think about, like, this world. He goes, this is in, like, 20-something years. You know what I'm saying? He's like, also what's going to happen is you're going to find that you no longer need the use of electricity. He goes, electricity will no longer be needed.
David, how will I check my email?
By this new source of energy. He's like, there's a new form of energy. He goes, this is another thing that he says. He goes, don't read into it. He goes, don't try to don't drive yourself crazy over it. He's like, you'll see when it comes. You know, this guy's super, this when he talks, he's super like, this is going to happen. Like, there's not even a shadow of a doubt in his mind, right? He's just like, this is what's going to happen. You guys are going to see.
See,
like,
about the energy thing.
Yeah, word.
I feel like we already have that. I think it's like, the sun, man.
Solar totally, energy, bro. Dude.
And I don't understand.
Yeah, man.
I don't understand dude. Why the government doesn't go into it. Dude, screw gasoline, man. If I put solar panels on the top of my car, right? If I converted my engine to run off that, it would work.
It would work. I totally agree.
You could do the same thing for your house. If,
I totally agree.
There's a study that said that if the sun's full power was harnessed for a year, it could power our planet 10,000 times over.
Like, oh my god!
Like, that's how much power. You know, it's the sun, dude. It doesn't go away. I mean, obviously right. It goes away for the night, but I'm saying like, you know, yeah. It charges it up through the whole day. Right.
Jeez.
And whenever the sunlight falls on your house, that would be getting charged.
Right? Totally.
For like electricity and
I mean, you've seen the solar panels, you've seen like the solar guys that go out there.
These solar panels they have now is crap. They don't give you much.
Exactly.
Really? Yeah.
That's why I don't understand why the government won't go into it.
Well, here's the thing.
It's too much of an investment, too much.
Dude, I would say okay, there's totally that, but I would also say that there's other things that we just don't know about, right? Yeah. Like, for example, like, taxes on electricity and, like, all these, like, imagine.
How would they tax the sun?
Dude.
They can't tax the sun.
Thank you, bro.
The sun is mine.
But that's what I'm saying. That we're coming into an age, we're shifting into an age where people realize and recognize that, like, there are other ways to do things.
Definitely.
You know, there are more efficient ways to do things. There are better.
We're evolving.
We are.
That's what that is.
Yeah. So it's really important to understand. It's really important to understand that, you know, patience and education is really, really important. And I believe that, you know, the government is hiding a lot of stuff.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not here to start any conspiracy theories, but I'm just, I wish that they could be a little bit more involved in creating a better future for all of us.
You know what?
They have all the money that they need.
Dude, it's absolutely true. And I just want to make a quick point.
Yeah, no. Yes.
I feel like a big part of
asshole? Yeah, you
big, should. No, okay. Yes. No, but I feel like a big part of why a lot of things aren't happening is, I mean, you guys know the Dark Ages when religion basically said no more documentation.
Right.
And no more learning, no more science.
Right.
If that never happened, I feel like a lot of it is because of religion.
Totally, dude.
It like puts down science, and science is the progression.
Totally.
Of human. That's it's science yes. proves. You know what I mean? It's
yes.
like religion is there, belief in whatever you gotta believe in, but don't do it to the point where it slows down
progress.
Human revolution.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
evolution.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Evolution, yeah.
Yes.
And like Da Vinci, he had blueprints for a flying machine.
Right.
And there's actually in that same era, in the Renaissance era, there was another person, I forgot his name, and this is true. I'm not just pulling this out of my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a person who he had blueprints for a teleportation device. And I'm not even kidding. This is absolutely true.
Dude.
And the government, which was basically the Pope,
right,
came in and the religion, and you know, came in and took those and tried to get the idea from him.
Wow.
And he said, "I'm not going to give it to you," and he threw him in the fireplace, and that was it.
Oh,
it was over.
Oh my God.
And like, dude, if like religion didn't exist and that actually worked, yeah. I don't know how okay. valid his points were.
Are
but
you?
If that worked, can you imagine we'd be teleporting places?
Dude,
right now?
That's no. But here's the thing, okay?
Here.
Oh. To mention, talk about teleportation. The guy that I listened to, the guy that I'm telling you about, check it. His name's Bashar. B-A-S-H-A-R. Look it up if you guys want. Super interesting. Type in Bashar teleportation. If you guys want to hear some shit, Bashar teleportation. He explains the physics behind teleport. He explains the science, the physics behind teleportation. You listen to the video, You walk out a different person, literally. He defies physics. He's like, what this guy does is explains. He breaks it down for you. He's just like, listen, we as human beings have been brought up in a society that doesn't allow us to think that way.
Definitely.
We are totally capable of teleporting. We are totally capable of levitating, right? We can float. We can walk through walls. We can move things with our mind. We can teleport. He goes, the only reason why we can't is because we are not born with, like, people telling us that we can do that. We're not born with the understanding, with the looseness, the malleable, the movable ability in our heads to be like, oh, that totally is possible.
And you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
This is a documented thing as well. Have you heard of the Philadelphia Project?
Is that with the Nazis where they had the Nazi teleport or the Nazi time traveling device?
It wasn't Nazis. It was America.
Okay.
It was in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And it was during World War II era.
Right.
And they were trying.
I just saw this the other day on the Discovery Channel or something. Yeah.
They were trying to create a ship that can go without being noticed on radar. A naval ship.
Right.
And so they basically took the ship out in the middle of the ocean and just shined magnetic waves at it, up and down. And this thing just disappeared. The ship just disappeared completely. Like, not just like it was gone from their sight, it was gone from, like, the radar of the whole ocean. Like, it wasn't on.
Oh, my God.
It was gone. And then I think, I'm not sure how much time went by, but they eventually found it.
Oh, my God.
Everyone, kidding. Everyone on the ship was dead. Except for the people that weren't were completely insane. There was people stuck halfway between walls. Like, there was a wall and there was just a person stuck in between it. And just like the ship was built with people in it. And this is true. You can look it up. And it's just, and the people that, I'm not sure if there was any survivors, but from what I'm understanding is the survivors were just completely nuts. So their points were just like invalid. But like this ship definitely teleported and it just disappeared off the grid,
right?
And this is a fact. This happened,
right,
and it just disappeared and then it reappeared and everybody was dead. And I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it was either dead or they were just missing, but there was definitely like people stuck in walls.
Dude, that's insane. Because here's like the thing. It's like, it's, have you guys heard about that, first of all, our scientists have already teleported a molecule.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we've also teleported a spaceship. but the crazy thing is, like, have you guys heard of that, I think it was also World War II, but it was the Nazis.
A lot of crazy, the Nazis did so many crazy
stuff. Check this out, dude. They did some shiesty shit, bro. So I was watching this, I thought it was like Discovery Channel. Literally, it was yesterday, if not yesterday, the day before yesterday. I was watching the show on World War II, Nazi Germany, and it was the technology that the Nazis had that the government and nobody even knew about until like after everything, and they found like remnants. Okay. The Nazis, supposedly had this plan, the blueprints, and made the machine a time machine. Okay, I know it sounds wacko, but what they did is they reversed, like, there was one doctor that, like, knew it and was like this. He was mad. He was a mad scientist. He was a Nazi mad scientist.
The definition of a mad
scientist. Literally the definition, like, cuckoo, wacko in the fucking head,
yeah.
But could build a time machine. So their intention with this time machine, right, was to teleport into the future, okay, to go into the future and kill certain people and change certain events to ensure that Germany wins 2000.
So you mean they went to the past then?
Or yeah. Like went to the past and like, or they. I think they did talk about like going to the future and like changing things. Which like, so when they come back, the past is changed and like, I don't know, dude. Like. Crazy shit that is just overboard. Like, I don't even, like,
I know some of the other experiments that they did.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The Nazis did some crazy stuff, man.
Crazy shit, dude.
They were trying to create, first of all, they believed in, like, crazy, like, demonic powers, and Hitler was just fucking nuts, bro.
Like, was he like, he was a Satanist?
He was like into demons and like, you know, whatever. But what they were, one of their experiments that I definitely know happened was they were trying to build a super soldier.
Right.
And
I've heard of that one.
You know, using all sorts of different drugs to make the person less tolerable to pain.
Right.
You know, blah, blah, blah. And there's like files that they found where they've created these people that are just like these like huge just mountains of flesh.
Oh my God.
Because they're just like so big. And like they, you know, it's just like, it's just basically like steroids and stuff like that. And they just created these crazy people. Like, it's
but
insane.
I would have to say like probably like nuclear shit.
They shined them with like all sorts of radiation and stuff like that, man. And
holy shit.
Because radiation can make things grow or it can make things shrink.
Right.
That's why with cancer, they shine, you know, radiation at the cancer and it shrinks. But other radiation can make things grow into like crazy proportions. And like,
dude,
it's crazy, man.
What? It's just these kinds of things that just like blow your mind. But it's good. Let me say, I love that we talk about this stuff, and I think that like it's so detrimental to our society to stretch our heads and to think and to actually accept the fact that yes, maybe we can make a spaceship disappear. Yeah, dude.
Definitely.
There's shit that we don't even know about.
Oh yeah. Do you think the government's being completely honest?
No, with us? No, dude.
And I'm not trying to start a conspiracy.
Oh no, not at all. Because it's almost
stating.
It's borderlining like conspiracy. It's like it's not, dude. It's like factual. You know, it's like, okay.
Because honestly, it goes back to the point that we have. You know, people. If we know everything, people would just go. There's no need for people to know everything because people would just go completely insane.
Right.
And they'll be like, oh my God, the world is ending. I don't even know what to do. The government just told me like all this crazy shit.
But at the same time, I think that people have the right to disclosure. People have the right to know that there's like aliens. You know what I'm saying? For example, our government, I don't know if you've ever listened to Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast is
no, never.
It's a show in the morning. It's a talk show in the morning with Art Bell, and well, he doesn't do it anymore, but he used to. And Art Bell is this famous radio disc jockey, and it's actually a very famous show. And it's all about they have old government officials like that are way retired come on the air and talk about certain alien projects that like they had, like sightings, and like about how there's actually been full blown alien contact with like our government, and like that for a while like there was this one specific alien race that our government was like working with, and like they gave us certain technologies that we don't know about. And then, like, other things like that. Also, how there's supposed to be, like, a few nukes that, like, the button has been pressed. And, like, the nukes have been, like, they're supposed to go. Like, that's it. And the nuke wouldn't go off. Like, because of extraterrestrial intervention. Because, like, of their technologies. And they can, like, you know, obviously, like, rearrange the electromagnetic, you know.
They
with
can do something
it's
crazy,
so much, dude.
Man.
And, like,
It kind of, you said people have a right to disclosure, but at the same time, that's totally true. I totally agree with you. But at the same time, it's the government's job to keep its people out of panic.
Word. I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. I think that we don't need a government to like, to ensure our safety. You know, I think that like, if there was less government intervention and like more of like people taking charge of themselves.
Yes, but what you're describing is kind of like
anarchy a little bit.
Anarchy, definitely. Yeah. That's definitely what no government is.
Exactly.
But that's a utopia, man. That's where people are ready to take that step.
Yeah.
And to think for themselves.
Totally.
To say it's wrong to kill this person, it's right to help this person.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And one last closing statement, and then we'll call it a show, folks. But once I really think this is important, guys. If you don't believe that you can empower yourself, and if you don't take full responsibility for your actions and for your life, somebody else will.
Definitely.
Hands down.
take control of your life, guys.
Absolutely.
Take control of it.
Guys, what a phenomenal episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. Josh, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, bro.
What an amazing co-host. Remy, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you very much,
I love you guys, dude. You guys are the best hosts in the world. What can I say? I'm so blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, remember to constantly count your blessings, show gratitude, always hold a sacred spot in your heart.
Spread the good vibration.
Dave's Good Vibration Station.
Always need those vibrations.
We love you guys. Bless your Sunday. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now I'm in another day, unconditionally missing y'all.